Bonjour, je suis le grand musicien.
Je suis la jeune fille.
What is this for, like, in the middle of it?
Yeah, in the middle, we're just going to put it in there like, hey, thanks for listening.
We're not talking like that.
Okay.
I refuse to make it sound like a commercial. Yeah. You just got to tell everyone that they need to follow us on social media at PickFreaks on TikTok and Instagram, and to give us 5-star rating. You can roast us, but don't give us less than 5 stars.
Yeah.
That's all we have to say.
So just say that.
Is there
any, go.
Yeah, if you're listening,
just cut
now,
what I said and put it on there. Method. Who cares?
Muzzy now comes with 4 videos, 2 audios, a script book, parents' guide, and new exciting CD-ROM, plus this free bonus with your paid order.
Okay, Kevin is very hot right now and sweating. So he hit record and then walked out of the room because he's sweating so much. And we don't have very HD cameras, so it's crazy that we could see beads of sweat coming off.
It is very hot here. I went up to my attic to get my computer charger, and it's probably like 20 degrees warmer than my basement.
Yeah, so right next to the Christmas decorations in the attic.
Bedroom up there.
So I'm in the attic at home, and I'm sweating like a whore in church, man.
Guys, I'm in the attic. I'm in the attic too, just for funsies.
I know.
But I was going to say it's really hot here, but it's 78, so I'm guessing it's a little bit hotter than
But there's no, at night, there's no humidity, really, right?
No, so it drops. It's really nice. Nighttime is great.
Yeah, cool. It's like, cool so stuff. I was outside. It's really muggy.
I'm a fucking walking paradox. No, I'm not. Threesomes with a fucking triceratops. Reptar, rapping as I'm mocking death rock stars. Wearing synthetic
blades, okay, made of hand wash,
dreadlocks. New hat. I like it.
I noticed it.
A little more sorry.
Let me describe it. It's like a dad style hat. It's not your typical 6-panel. It's a 5-panel hat. Wait. So it has a dad cut. But there's no 6th panel. It's completely flat across the front, but meaning flat that there's no thread going down the middle. But it's also, it's not like a flat brim hat.
It's just your standard hat, guys. Kevin made that
I never even thought about panels in a hat.
Everyone's fucked up.
Is it performant?
Like nylon material.
Nylon, yeah.
Yeah, which is really nice.
I like the hats. I have a few hats
so
like that.
The hat is from a company called William Ellery, which I really like. But they did a collaboration with Madewell. So
Lisa likes. I know she has some jeans from there, and they're pricey.
William Ellery, I think I was seriously one of their very first customers.
Their story?
He was Tom Sachs' like number 2 guy. And then he's made a...
Tommy Sachs?
Kevin knows Tom Sachs.
Is that Ball's brother?
Yeah, Tommy Balls. Oh, it's They are related. But
yeah,
then
Zach, he's like Avenue. 5th Avenue.
No, it's the
clue then.
Dude, you totally know him. You know the moon Nike shoes.
I know
Nike.
That. I thought that was like.
Did I say the wrong name? It's definitely Tom Sachs.
I think you do. Moon.
No, it's Tom Sachs.
Nikes. Keep talking, Owen.
Okay. Anyways, he left being with Tom Sachs
isn't
and
it
started
like
his own brand
or something.
Sakai? No, just Tom Sachs. S A C H S.
Maybe Owen's just right.
Anyway, he left and started his own brand where he, like, first thing he released was just some, like, hiking socks. And then he did belts, and I ordered both of those. Now he does a bunch of stuff. It's really expensive. It's really good quality.
Is it a floating woman with breasts?
Yeah. The boys got it for me for Father's Day.
Wow, that's really thoughtful of them.
Yeah, the girl hat with a naked girl
what
swimming
did they,
in it.
What did they Google to get that? Did that just pop up?
P-O-R-N-H-A-T.
Okay, yeah. So Tom Sachs is like a famous streetwear guy.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
Do you like it better than the other one or what?
I like the fit. I would wear that hat, but I'd be self-conscious about the naked girl. That's the only thing.
Yeah. I haven't worn it much out, and we'll see. I mean, I just got it for Father's Day, so.
It's a nice fitting hat, though. Like, if they had other emblems, I would maybe buy one.
Okay. Oh, and I don't want to get in your head, but I hear kids screaming in the background, and I'm guessing it's your kids.
Yeah.
Boys.
Kevin needs quiet. I have to make sure my kids are just all asleep. If they knew I was down here, they would attacking me.
Well, before we get into the topic at hand, Dennis, I want a rematch, man. I'm ready. I've been to the range every day this week.
Dude.
I'm ready.
Right, we got to let the listeners know that we did not win. Not only did we not win, I didn't hear anyone that had a worse score than us from everyone I asked. My Uncle Jimmy, my cousins, Buddy, they didn't. We couldn't hit shit. We were awful off the tee. We bogeyed the very first hole. We almost lost the ball on like majority of the holes. We were losing balls. One of Kevin's big things is he could get us out of really tight spots, which is really funny. On the third hole, we were in a really tight spot. Kevin went to hit it. It went completely sideways. Luckily, we got a good shot out there. But we need to regroup. We're too nervous. We're too nervous.
Once we got into the groove of things,
things were going all right.
Yeah,
hole and like our last hole, we bogeyed both of those.
I think we need to have like three beers before we start.
Three beers before nine. That's rough. We were rushed. We were 15B. So someone teed off before us, and there was a people coming behind back. Yeah. So we were like, fuck, we got to rush
at all, except for you, Owen. You were so rushed about things.
No, dude. Kevin, you had a pep. You were fucking rushing too. Same with George.
I felt rushed.
Yeah, I did too.
The group before us was really slow, and we just had to wait like 15 minutes before our first swing, and it just that first tee box shot can set the pace, and none of us there was so many times where we didn't have a clean drive, and that can really screw you up.
So, and then on the first hole too, we had our playlist playing, and the Tyler the Creator song was blaring while we're up, and it drops the F word, not fuck the other one that's derogatory towards gay people, and it was loud, and I was like, that's two in my head, I'm not gonna be able to hit. It's some other
and
stuff.
It's just a like, bad get... like beat
yeah like, it was that was my fault, guys, so I take full blame for that. Kevin didn't get a hole in one either, so that
didn't even
really
get close. I didn't even put one on the green. I did also have one good chip though.
I think we played better as soon as the Owen speaker died and we had music.
Like also hilarious that our speaker dies 2 years in a row of like the second hole. Did I tell you guys why it died? It was charging the light switch. I had to turn the light switch on to charge it. So it was charging over like 2 days with no light switch on. So it didn't
charge.
It's
sort of like, have you seen National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I do not like
those
movies.
There's a light switch in that movie.
Yeah. Dennis, this is the last thing. Dennis went from our number one guy to our number two guy to our number three guy. I think he ended up as number four guy with George coming from the rear as number four guy as our most consistent rock star player at number one.
He couldn't miss a drive.
He couldn't miss anything.
George was a pleasant surprise. I was expecting him not to show up at all, but he was definitely hitting better shots than me.
He played lights out.
I'll concede. I think I contributed the least number of shots, or at least, Dennis, we were close.
I think it's the first night, I don't remember any, but I remember a lot of good second shots.
The second night,
I remember a lot of good iron shots.
Yeah, we need to get on the green in regulation and on the green in regulation close, because we can't fucking sink a putt.
The only fault I'll give you, Dennis, is we really needed your drives.
That is true.
And I said I could
put the drives
out there.
I never said I was a good driver.
You were crushing it Thursday before that
with
me.
Kevin, I was not.
God, see, that was the thing. I think we both played better on Thursday. We played too much before that. Yeah. And got rid of all of our good swings. Yeah.
No, I was upset. I wasn't. Yeah, I'm glad we didn't play it conservative and end, you know, down or under six, and just I would rather win it and go all out than go, you know, play conservative and end up
somewhere
in the middle.
My favorite moment was
there was a couple good moments.
Were buying drinks from the golf cart girl.
Yeah,
I was buying like just some straight. They were selling like these fun drinks, like an Arnold Palmer and, you know, pink panty dropper, like those type of drinks where you drink it and it's like, this just tastes like lemonade. Is there alcohol in this? So I bought the actual bottles of like Crown Royal. And while that was happening, George must have hit his cart and then hit Kevin.
No, it was me. Kevin,
I was trying to ass pedal
to move the club because it was in the way. But Kevin walked right in front of it.
Well, yeah, and hit him. And it looked like, you know, like when someone gets frozen and they're just like, dum, and stiff as a board and falls over. It looked like Kevin. That happened to Kevin and he almost shattered when he hit the ground.
Kevin, fucking
can
stiff
I defend
as a
myself
dead animal.
On this? I was certainly feeling it at this point. Yes, in my defense, usually when a golf cart is coming your way, there's a person driving it. So I think in my state of intoxication, I wasn't quite ready to avoid a cart that didn't have a driver in it. Owen just was reaching into the cart and pushing it forward, the gas pedal with his club. So how can you prepare for that?
Everything was in slow motion, though. And I think it's just when someone's getting injured, it seems like it's slow motion. I don't know, but yeah, it was very slow. Like, what is going on? Well, why is Kevin still falling?
My body handled it perfectly. I wish I had that kind of like instinct on the golf course where like you can like naturally react.
You were playing possum. I was literally playing possum with a cart.
One other good moment similar.
Can I finish?
Yeah.
The golf cart girl had no clue this happened too. We were all like, Our first instinct was to look at the golf cart girl and be like, try to defend like what happened, but we didn't even have to explain it.
I guess part of me was just also trying to be cool in front of the golf cart girl.
That was cool, Kevin.
Like, well, no, she didn't even notice it. So I could have like screamed and made a huge scene and like tried, but no, I just kind of like nothing happened.
Yeah, she
it was potentially one of the least cool things I've ever seen.
But in her mind, it never happened. So it's just no.
Oh gosh!
And all of us, none of us said anything. We just all acted like it didn't happen. We're like, thank you for the drink. See ya.
Okay, wait, can I tell my quick golf cart story? It was that hole that we sponsored, the Pick Freaks hole, where we all lost a ball in the first drive. I hit my best drive of the day and it still went too far and out of bounds. But
I really
would have been a birdie hole.
Picked
for
up
sure.
a birdie.
That was a good shot.
That was a really good shot.
Yeah, best shot of the day. For me,
it's bullshit that it got lost.
I know, that's the problem with golf. It's just like you can hit the best shot, but you don't have the eyes watching it, and you can get fucked. You need a drone at all times.
Sometimes you're like, oh, it's good. I don't need to watch it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's over there.
Like,
we're fine.
Literally,
you go
that's
over
how
there.
I felt. I was like, oh, yeah. That's it. Like, who's next?
Or the opposite, where it's like it's bad and you don't want to watch it.
But while we were going to hit Owen's little dribbler. I was driving the cart. I jumped in the cart to drive it back to George and you guys or whatever. And George, I was sitting in the passenger seat just driving it with like my left hand. And George starts screaming to me. He's like, there's a bear in the front seat. There's a bear in the front seat. Oh, God. And I started like, I'm like, oh, I don't want this beer to spill. So I ended up like, in order to try to stop this beer from spilling, I almost drove it directly into you guys. I don't remember that.
The other
it
fun
was a complete
hijinks
spaz moment
Kevin did is Dennis had a drink in our, me and Dennis were riding together, and Kevin, it was like first or second hole, Kevin's like chug Dennis's whole drink, and he's like, I just want to see what his reaction is and think that he's drinking a lot, but instead Kevin just was chugging and getting drunk, and Dennis didn't even notice at all. That he's like, man, later on you were questioning if you were drunk, right?
Yeah, I'm like, man, I feel like I've drank a lot and I don't feel that drunk.
Yeah,
that was
Kevin really
kind
got me because he was the one getting drunk, not me.
Yeah, I thought Dennis would be like, man, I don't even remember drinking this. When the hell did this happen? Other things, notably Mr. B, we bought him 4 shots at a par 3, and he ended up playing like I guess the round of his life, and
yeah, he birdied that hole.
Yeah, with a 25-foot putt.
So I completely backfired.
We went into this being so afraid of drinking because it was gonna throw us. I think we gotta next year lean into it.
We need to be boozed up, at least one beer deep, something to cut the stress out.
Yes,
I'm playing. Those jitters are real. I'm planning another big, I'm doing this golf trip this weekend. There'll be a scramble and a bunch of other games. I'll let you guys know how I do, but I'm feeling very good about my game. I'm excited.
Kevin, you have your game has turned around since last year.
Yeah, no, and I went to the range the other day, like, and I think I picked up a few things from watching Owen just on his irons and stuff. Just like, you have a nice compact swing, Owen, and I really liked it. I'm like, okay, I'm going to try to mimic that a little bit.
I don't know where we went wrong. I really don't. We played everything feel like right. It's just our driving and our putting.
Yeah.
We didn't have good drives. We didn't set ourselves up for anything.
We had iron shot. Yeah, there was never, but it was just had the drives.
Like, I feel like all the other years we were decent at driving. We played worse than last year, I think.
Yes.
No, we were even both years.
Well, yeah. Did we finish even? I've been telling them minus one.
It's just like all of our games are so similar that I kept telling you, Owen, I'm like, you put us together, we're just scratch golfers. Like, we're not better, we're not worse. Like, nobody's, like, moving the needle a little bit better.
I think we're all just so inconsistent, it doesn't line up.
And so in our heads. Like, we just I'm gonna
practice, like, 2 months before next time. But putting. I'm going to just be putting all the time. That's all we need to practice, I think. All the other stuff.
Mallard Creek greens.
Yeah, you need to practice, like...
That's true.
I don't know what the equivalent to those tee boxes in Seattle are. Just
those tee boxes are so jacked up.
Yeah.
So,
you need to go to what was that? What was in Seattle like that Ben used to live in, where like the people overtook
the chop.
Yeah, you need to go like to the chop, and like that's where you need to practice your
just fucking swing and nail some balls out there.
Just like just find like the shittiest piece of grass, and just like that's as much pressure as you'll ever feel.
There's the chop's gone. Okay. There's not a lot of grass, and you can't just blast golf balls and be like, "This is fine."
No, you're putting.
You could do whatever you want. Yeah.
That is true. You could for a limited time until people started getting like raped and killed out there. So then they kind of, they're like, oh, this is kind of bad.
Speaking of that, have you guys ever gone to like a park or around me, the metro parks, and there's people, specifically two guys I would see just playing golf, like just fucking up the whole grass area and just chipping. And they look like the biggest schlubs ever. I don't know if they just can't afford to go to a golf course or a driving range, but they're just chipping balls.
That these two guys are, you see them frequently doing this.
Yes, I have.
That's funny.
It's right by where my kids practice soccer. So they're out there all the time doing this.
Oh.
I have a park near me, Dennis. I see the same thing.
Yeah. Sounds like those guys are.
I never knew that was a thing.
Last thing I wanted to note about the scramble is I bailed early so I could go play around with my brothers and my dad. It went terribly, but it was nice to like, it was great in the sense that like, I just kind of like sobered up really quickly and just played like a normal crappy round of golf. I thought I would bounce back, but no, I was fine.
Didn't bail early, dude. Me and Dennis like left immediately because I had to go to my parents. We were having a 40th anniversary, where it was a surprise 40th anniversary party. So I ate extremely quick and then we dipped out, and then Dennis was leaving right when I was, so. We didn't get to stick around all. I said hi to like five people, and I was like, "I gotta go." So
I had to go home, and my kids were just waking up from a nap, which is like one of the worst things in the world.
Waking up from
a nap, and I'm like, "I need to take a nap."
Your picture of your kids just like laying on your face after
I was just laying on the ground, and they're jumping on my head.
Yeah.
Did you guys eat the ribs at the?
I ate the ribs and the chicken. I ate everything, and I was still starving after, which I was shocked because there was a lot of fucking.
Well,
because
they wouldn't let us. They didn't give us food for lunch. They only let us have one hot dog and one burger. Weird rule, dude.
Which should be enough. One hot dog, a bag of chips. But we ate at 10 o'clock. We ate at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
So we were one of the first people to grab lunch. So that also was tough.
Did,
so.
Did you guys watch Goodfellas?
I did. This was fun talking about the golf. Dude, I'm ready to go again. I want to rematch this week.
I
want to plan a golf outing. Like 3 days. We can set up a tournament. Kevin, maybe you gotta tell me how this tournament works.
Yeah, it sounds really fun. It sounds like, dude, I'll report back because I don't exactly know how it works.
I will tell you, one of the best golf outings. Sorry, this we might not get to Goodfellas, it seems like. But this golf outing, Brian Gallagher came into town, and for some reason he knew these people that were throwing a golf outing. It's a really small par three course. Like, you need your sand wedge and a putter. That's it.
That
the longest
fun.
Hole is 110 yards. So everyone gets matched up on teams. It's only nine holes. You go through the first nine with whatever. And then once you're done, the best players play as like the last group. So the people that have the lowest score, it's just like normal golf. You re-tee up and you re-golf. And then there's like, multiple, like everyone gets one shot that they could give to any player throughout the course, because you're like see everyone throughout the course the whole time. So someone that's doing really good, people would like bring them like eight shots and to take them. And like it was honestly one of the best put on golf outings. There's some other rules that I forget. But in the end, someone gets a green jacket and they keep it for the year, and it's got everyone's name throughout the years who's won it. And the last player also gets their name in there. So last player gets, I think, a prize, and then first place gets a prize and makes like $500 or something like that.
You
so
sold me on
I
par
almost,
three.
I almost won it.
It's because it's almost really? Like a Masters yeah. for like the average player if you're yeah. playing it at a par three, you know, because it's like...
That's what was so yeah. fun. I was like, yeah. I was playing, I was one under on the through the whole court, or was plus one, sorry, at the end. So I was grouped in the last one, and I showed up in like a t-shirt and gym shorts. Everyone else was wearing, because I didn't know. It's such a casual course. I think everyone thought that I was going to suck because I didn't know anybody. And then I played really well. But second nine killed me because I was a little too drunk. That was fun, though. That was a lot of fun. Goodfellas.
All right. Today on the podcast, the golf fellas are talking Goodfellas, which is a 1990 American biographical crime drama film directed by Martin Scorsese, written by Nicholas Pileggi and Scorsese, and it is a film adaptation of the 1985 nonfiction book Wise Guy by Pileggi. I don't know if you guys knew that, but I thought that was kind of important to cover, that it sounds like this guy who co-wrote the film clearly is like the movie's based off of it, right?
No, I think Witness Protection. That's
yeah, but I think the main character was based off of him. So like maybe he like was like, all right, I feel
no, it's based off that.
This is like a true story, isn't it?
Yeah, basically. Based off the nonfiction book.
Yeah.
No, but what's the book based off of?
Real life.
Like, yeah, Nicholas Pileggi's experience being a gangster.
Who's Nicholas?
The guy who co-wrote the movie with Martin Scorsese.
Yeah, but isn't he in Witness Protection? Like, why would he?
I would guess that, like, he waited long enough to the point where it was like, I'm not scared anymore. Like,
is this something that Henry Hill? I thought Henry Hill wrote this whole thing. I thought Henry did the whole thing.
All right, well, maybe we're doing a little too much speculation, because before we get to the movie, I challenged you guys. I never got confirmation from Dennis whether or not he was going to do it, but I challenged you guys to commit a minor crime or something, or do something unethical this past week. Did you guys live up to the challenge?
Kevin, I really wanted to. I really wanted to steal something. I don't think I've ever stolen anything in my life. Maybe if I have, it's so minor. But I've never gone into a store and shoplifted. So today I was like, shit, I forgot I got to commit a crime. I was on sales calls and I was in a gas station. I'm like, I'm taking a candy bar. And I got so nervous. I walked right out. I didn't do it. So on the way home from work, I always wear my seatbelt. I didn't wear my seatbelt the whole time, and I kind of ran a red light. So.
I'll take that. How'd you feel? Did you?
I didn't like it. I need to have the seatbelt on. I was like, dude, if I get in a car crash, I'm just going to probably die.
Oh. Does your car ding?
No, that's why it's okay. So I have a 99 4Runner, so it doesn't make any noise, which is, I'll do it around the neighborhood without a seatbelt, but.
I am by instinct a non-seatbelt wearer. I don't like the way it like wrinkles my t-shirt or like whatever shirt I'm wearing. Like by instinct, I get in the car. I don't want to put it on. I just try
to avoid
it.
It's funny because I get that vibe from you. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, because Kevin's an iron guy. He brought up at the golf outing. He loves to iron his shirts. No, so he,
I mean, like that type of person.
I didn't start doing it until I was dating Megan, and she's like, "That's stupid." And I always bring it up, like, "Look, I started wearing a seatbelt because of you." And she's like, "Good,
Megan's in your life because you really should be wearing them. They don't wrinkle your shirt that much. That's kind of crazy. You are very conscious about your shirt crispness.
I always say, like, I'm not like your prototypical OCD person, but I do have some tendencies where, like, I'll fixate on the dumbest things like that. Like if I have a wrinkle going down the middle of my shirt, it will ruin my day.
Do you guys ever ask your significant other how, like, you put on an outfit? I'm sure you do. And ask how you look.
Yeah.
I would say 99% of the time, Lisa just goes, "It's wrinkled." And I go, "I'm going to go put water on it." That's my like quick hack, is I get water and just try to rub the wrinkles out.
That's not quite the feedback you're looking for, right? You're looking for like,
is it good? And I'm like, if it wasn't wrinkled, would it be good?
Dennis, it's the equivalent to like having somebody read your essay and you're like, "Is this a good essay?" And all they point out is the grammar mistakes. You're like, "No, I'm worried about that, not the."
That's good. The periods are 18 font to make to make it longer. Sarah always says I look handsome, so that's nice for whatever I wear. Sometimes she'll say she doesn't like stuff, but we typically like a lot of the same clothing.
Yeah, the only thing I do that Megan doesn't like is there's a couple t-shirts that I like to wear inside out just because I hate the emblem on the t-shirt. And I'm like,
I
like the fit of this t-shirt. And I almost even like the, but sometimes when it shows the stitching, I think it adds a little character to it. So yeah, I don't know why.
It is the most frustrating thing, Will, when you do that. That people are like, "You know your shirt's inside out." Like, I fucking know.
I know.
I like it this way, and I think it looks kind of cool, but they don't get it.
And they're like, "You're so embarrassed by pointing it out." Like, they just pointed out your fly zones. If they're like, "Hey, by the way, your shirt's inside out."
Is the tag still on it, too, when it's inside out?
I don't think
so. Most of the things either have, like, not a lot of things have tags, I feel like, anymore. They're either, like, embossed in there. I don't know if that's the right word, or you just rip it out. It
has a tag.
Oh, I love it. Anybody grab mine? One.
This is my first one.
Yeah.
I don't know if I even grabbed mine. I haven't looked at my golf bag yet. I'm assuming it's in there.
Okay, Dennis, did you commit a crime?
Yeah, I did. Did you? What'd you do?
This was like five years ago,
and I finally can confess. No, just today. I just kept track of things I did today.
That's a smart thing to do. Just like you probably commit a crime at some point. Yeah.
I did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things a day that are considered, I think, illegal. So first thing, I remember that I was supposed to get Lisa's license plates renewed. Yes, they expired yesterday. So got them renewed today, but I had to drive there. Well, illegal.
This wasn't planned for the pod. This is just this is just everyday bad boy.
No, they actually expired on 6/20. So that I don't even know if maybe it wasn't illegal if it could day.
You're okay. So
You're pushing it. That's on Apple.
I also have Windows for my work computer, and I've realized I've had an illegal copy for 3 years. I've never bought
it. You pay for the license?
No. Pirate little thing in the symbol that serious. Says this is an unlicensed version of Windows. And I think I've shared my screen before with people. It just says that in the corner.
How would you pay for it if it's giving you the same functionality?
I don't know. I guess just ethically, so you don't get sued or go to jail. I was drinking a glass of wine earlier, and Lisa took a sip.
She's so pregnant.
Have you ever watched Mad Men? They're drinking fucking 10 beers a day.
You could have a glass or two of wine when you're
that late
in your pregnancy, too. So,
did the baby like it?
Loved it.
Yeah, I think she did. All right, next one. I kissed a 4-year-old, and then I kissed his brother.
What did your kids think about that?
That's funny.
And last, I slapped a woman's ass.
Shit.
Lisa's ass.
Is that illegal?
If you just slap a woman's ass without asking, They could figure out a way to make that illegal.
It becomes a power struggle.
Yeah. It's like for years he's paid for things and I was trapped.
I was pregnant with his kid. Yes. I didn't know what to do.
He forced me whine and then smacked my ass.
You're right. With the right lawyer, that's a you're fucking dude, you're dead.
I was like, drove to
delete that. Delete that.
Kevin, what'd you do?
I put a lot of effort into this. I really thought about it. Like, there was a few things I researched. I kept going, like, what's the smallest crime I can commit without getting in trouble? There's not a lot on the internet in terms of recommendations. So I thought about, like, maybe I'll just go graffiti something really quickly. Or I have.
Wait, you looked,
like,
online for recommendations?
Yeah. Just read it. Like, I didn't look up for recommendations. Like, I want to commit a crime. I'm like, what's a small crime you commit? Megan really want. We have a beef with somebody in our HOA right now. Do you guys have an HOA?
No.
It drives us nuts. So, Dennis, you've been to my place before. You know how we have, like, two giant hills to get up to our place? So I take the trash out every week. Most of the people in our HOA just pay somebody to take the trash out for them. And they have these really strict rules where it's like, you got to make sure the trash is out of that front lawn by Tuesday and gone by, or down there by Tuesday, gone by Thursday. And it's like, there's some guy who just freaks out if the trash isn't there or out of the property in time. And like, we get emails about it constantly. So we thought about stealing his trash can for a week just to piss him off. I couldn't bring myself to do it. So what I really wanted to do is I just wanted to buy something illegally online. So I went down a wormhole of like downloading Tor, getting a VPN. Have you heard of Onion.Onion?
No.
So Onion.Onion?
Is that a torrent site?
So if you are on Tor and you have a VPN, basically .Onion is the illegal dark web equivalent to .com. So if you want to like buy drugs online, you'll go to like this long URL .onion. And I was actually on a few sites like looking at buying, like, I'm like, oh, maybe I'll just buy some MDMA. But I'm like, that costs $150. Like,
MTA, what's MA? Like M80s?
MDMA.
Like, don't take that, Kevin. Don't buy those.
No, I don't want to take it. I was just trying to find what I could buy online. I was like, what other stuff can I buy
just
online?
Just buying it. He's not taking it.
And this, it was just
this is bad boy shit though. This is like you go to court for this, Kevin.
Yeah, I downloaded Tor.
I'm sure Kevin was actually scared just browsing the websites. He was probably a little nervous.
I wasn't scared looking at the Reddit, but when I downloaded Tor and I was on these without a VPN, which really scared me, because I'm like, you really should have like a private network if you're going on these websites. But at the same time, I'm like, I'm probably a fraction of illegal compared to the scary, scary, dangerous stuff that people are doing on this. Long story short, I'm such a good boy. I couldn't bring myself to buy anything illegal online. It was just too scary and too much work.
I think buying stuff illegally on the dark web is potentially one of the scariest things, because it's like, it's in the mail. They track it. They just show up to your house, because that seems too obvious. I do have a question, though. Do they sell? Can you log on to this at some point and let me know if they sell like eagle feathers? Like,
I'm sure. Yeah, that was some of the things I looked at buying, because I was like,
dude, I fucking want an eagle. It's against the law to own them. I love eagles and I just want a feather. It's against the law to own one. You can't, if you have one, it's because you can't prove that you didn't do anything that didn't harm an eagle. So that's why you can't have them. They're protected species unless you're a Native American, because it's religious bullshit. I don't know. I want one though. And there is a big trading like ring for eagle thing. So like beaks, stuffed eagles, talons, all that shit. And it goes for a lot of money, and there's big busts sometimes. I just want an eagle feather because I fucking love eagles.
What in your life made you interested in this? I'm trying to figure that out.
I think I was a pilot in my past life. I like flying. I like birds.
I think it's because you didn't go on a plane until you were like 18, right?
21. That's probably a good point of it too. But like, a lot of my family didn't either, and they're not obsessed with planes, but I still love planes. And I think I just like birds too, and eagles are badass.
Also, well, then again, I never saw an eagle until I was like 20 something in the wild.
So no, it's funny. I see bald eagles all the time up by the lake, like Kelly's
they
Island.
They are now. They're popular now because they're not endangered anymore. They were endangered up until we were. So there's a ton around here. And I'm trying to. I want to throw a dead salmon on the top of our house, see if one comes up and swoops it, because every once in a while they're around my house. But what Sarah doesn't like
grab
that
it
idea.
And kill it.
Hopefully it leaves like crime. A feather behind or something.
All right, so you guys ready for my illegal activity that I settled on?
Oh, you actually, sorry.
Got a little bird talk. I thought you guys would beat me to the punch on this because Goodfellas was only available on streaming for purchase. So I would assume at
Apple
least
TV?
One of you.
Yeah,
it's TV. On Apple TV. Oh, I don't have that. Well, I didn't have that. So I was like, oh, these guys are just going to be like, illegally streamed Goodfellas. But I did not do that. I paid Amazon Prime $3.99 to rent it for 2 days. But last night I went to movies.2 or movies2.to.
Look Movies though?
Yeah.
That site's the best.
Yeah. Which is an illegal streaming service. And I went to the top ranked film on that website, which I learned quickly is a Toronto website. And I watched Odessa, A Cinematic Experience, The Last Goodbye. Are you familiar with Odessa? I watched 15 minutes of this completely illegal. I didn't pay a cent.
That's so sick.
A few quick thoughts on it. It looks like it was in the Toronto because everybody was wearing hockey jerseys. I hate how EDM DJs are always fit. Like, I just want a fat EDM DJ, you know?
Ooh, I feel like there's a market for that.
It's just like they're always like they look like frauds because they like look like they spend most of their time working out. I'm like, I want some fat jelly roll type guy. And then about 6 minutes in, guys were playing trumpets and trombones, and I turned it off.
I hate that song.
Is that a song?
No.
I was just like, this is so corny. And I went and watched on the something I pay for, Peacock. I watched Love Island USA season 6. It's great. You guys should watch that.
Oh, I saw a Twitter clip about Love Island. And
it was good.
Basically a plastic surgeon guessing all the women's ages. He guessed like all of them like in their 40s or like late 30s. And all the girls are in their like early 20s.
They look terrible. Makeup is really bad too.
And it's they all get Botox and they're like 22 and their face looks like it's been reworked already.
Too early for that.
All right. So what do you think? Did we accomplish the mission? We're pretty bad.
Who did the most illegal thing?
I think Kevin. Kevin was looking at the website. Really trying to be like, fuck, he almost bought drugs. Like that's pretty illegal.
I never even reached for my wallet though. That ties into Goodfellas because I was like, there's nobody here to protect me if I get ripped off. Like that's what the mafia I learned exists for. They protect people who are doing illegal things. They're like the unofficial police, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like I didn't have, like if you can't, I can't go to the cops and be like, this guy ripped me off on tour. You need somebody who can just kick their ass. And that's where Goodfellas comes in. And I thought it was really fascinating to learn that.
I like it.
Dennis, did you rewatch Goodfellas?
Hell no, dude. Yeah. This is a 2.5 hour movie. There's no chance he did.
Dennis, let us know what you did.
Go grab a drink. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, and I'll sit here.
Ooh, Dennis, talk right now. Tell us a bunch of things, and we won't hear it until we listen to the pod.
Yeah, so no way I'm watching Goodfellas again. Kevin just randomly threw this movie out. I watched two clips of it. The one, the guy played Call of Duty for like a minute before he wanted to explain what Goodfellas is about. I just need a refresher. The other one, the guy, and I watched the entire thing.
Are you just talking to yourself?
And I watched the entire thing from start to finish. I was just explaining to everyone how I watched it.
From start to finish?
Yeah.
The classic.
I'm usually like middle-ish, but
or you don't like to perceive time in a linear way. Like you like to experience it the way that
my perfect experience. I have how many seconds you think are in this movie? Like 10,000 something seconds. I have a TV screen, 10,000 screen TV screens with each second on it, and I hit play, and they all just 1 second. I just consume it that way.
And that's how it should be done.
Yeah, I just need it all at once.
Yeah, only the simplest of people are experiencing it linearly. Linearly. Yes. But did you rewatch it?
As far back as I can remember, I wanted to be a gangster.
How much did you watch?
I watched a bit of it, and then I didn't finish it, and I watched two YouTube videos on it.
How many
times?
I've seen
it. This is my fourth time.
Yeah. You're this is one of your favorite movies, if I stand correctly.
Yes,
so.
It's I love it.
Yeah, Kevin, if you watched it at all?
No, I haven't seen a lot of these gangster mafia movies, and I was going to bring it up later. I think a lot of them were ruined for me by that parody movie, Mafia. Do you remember that movie with Jay Moore?
No, I thought you were getting... Ruined by the show Cribs when everyone's like, you gotta have Scarface.
And there was this movie called Mafia. It was basically like the scary movie for like all these gangster movies. And I was so excited to see it as a kid. And I watched that and I just like, it was just basically making fun of all these movies.
Dude,
like,
I get The Godfather and that movie in my mind, they're the same movie. Because I remember there's a scene there. And like him waking up with the horse. I can't remember if I've seen Godfather or this mafia movie. No, it was on Comedy Central all the time. And I would always stop and watch it.
So like a lot of those things, like I've never seen The Godfather. I've never seen Scarface. I've never seen Casino. There's so many of these movies that I have not seen that I know are great. Godfather's on the top of my list. But no, never even came close to watching Goodfellas. And it rocked my world because I just had so many wrong notions about it. What about you, Owen?
That's how I feel like every good movie is.
You're
like, it's not going to be good. But then you go into, you're like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Sometimes
movie.
You
now
have to
I
just watch it to like erase the weird version of it you have in your head.
Yeah.
I don't recall what's his face getting whacked. Yeah, Joe Pesci. So I was like, I know I haven't seen this all the way through. I know I've seen parts of it, but it's such a long movie and it was hard to pay attention to when I tried watching in the past. So no, I didn't watch it all the way through. That was my first time. So,
but you did watch it all the way through this time.
Yes. Correct. Sorry, everyone. We can cut how I just explained that. No, I saw bits and pieces in the past.
Okay.
First time watch. First made it all the way to the very end. Okay. Not the credits, though.
All right. Well, my initial reaction, I was just thrown off by when this movie came out. I couldn't even begin to tell you in my head of when it came out, but it was right before
I always thought
we
it was
born.
Like 94. It feels like almost a mid 90s movie. I didn't realize it was probably filmed in the 80s mostly.
Yeah. Before you looked it up, were you guys trying to guess? Because I was. Try and figure out, fuck, when was this made?
On the contrary to that, Dennis, I would have guessed it was a 1970, like late 70s movie.
I thought so too, 70s or 80s.
Really?
Yeah, I just, because it all takes place in the 70s and 80s, and I just didn't, we were born a couple months after this came out. We just, like, there's no reference for it in our head. It was just a
Robert
movie that
De Niro seems so young. I didn't fucking even know Samuel Jackson was in this. Did you know? Did you just find that out?
I just found out watching it. And he's barely in it. They like barely show his face.
Yeah, I didn't know until after I was reading up on all of the gangsters in real life. And I'm like, holy shit, they said like Samuel L. Jackson before this was like before his big break. And I had no clue that was even him watching.
Did you guys know any like of the famous line? Like I knew a lot of the famous lines before.
You've watched it four times.
No, but Dennis, there were a couple that I wrote down that I would guess are now iconic scenes.
Maybe it's just like my uncle. I always remember him saying, what am I, a clown? You want to
amuse
you?
Is that the you're funny scene? Is that the you're funny? Yeah.
Funny how? My dad would say that all the time.
I wrote that I wrote that down, Dennis, as a scene that I'm like, I don't know if I've ever heard this reference, but you can just tell it's going to be a nice scene.
Yeah, I think that's the most famous scene from the movie. It's like, funny how? Am I a clown? Do I amuse you?
Well, there's another one that comes up, which is, fuck you, pay me. And I'm like, I've heard that in rap
songs before Fuck You, Baby. Yeah.
Just don't know if that's where it started, but
it might have very
yeah,
well.
I never yeah, heard that good was chance. A thing. Maybe. Yeah.
There's another one that'll probably... Oh, The Bag. They reference, like, The Bag. And I think that's where the concept of, like, secure the bag comes from.
Really?
It might.
Yeah.
Gotta get up, get this bag.
Yeah. No, there was a lot of that coming up. But I guess just the rate... And that you guys kind of mentioned, but, like, De Niro's age is so lost in this movie because, like, he's playing young, he's playing old. I don't know, like, what his real age is in this movie.
And yeah, well, they say he's, when they first show him, he's 28,
right?
Which looks way off because he looks like he's like 49,
maybe 30. I'd give him 38. He has wrinkles and like a lot,
but if we remember anything from watching Rocky, people back then just look like shit and yeah, they look wrinkly. They didn't use lotion, they used like really crappy bars of soap.
Well, also,
so this came out, like, this came out 15, 20 years after Rocky.
They all look like shit.
And then when they,
I don't know. I think Ray Liotta always looked like he has that he crater face.
He has
that
so crater he always face. Looks,
so he, I thought they looked like the same exact age. I didn't think that. Okay, I thought they did a good job with that. Sad Ray Liotta's dad. Kept watching this. Like, it's so crazy. He's dead.
He seems like he got the short end of the stick. Robert De Niro just had a kid.
Yeah.
That,
like, have you seen that, Ray Liotta in recent years? His face is so, like, his face was so puffy. I don't know if he drank or whatever.
He's just old age. He's 64 and he always had bad skin.
And he just didn't drink enough water. Gotta drink your water. Well, just a couple quick things about the beginning of the movie. This movie gave you, like, the early 90s movie vibe. It gave me way more of that than I thought because it's like, they opened up with a flashback. It gave me Stand By Me vibes with, like, there we were, kids growing up on the street. And they, sure. Like, yeah, that's a very 90s thing to have happen in a movie.
I didn't notice it. Maybe I'm just so used to knowing that it didn't ring a bell. But after you mention it, yeah.
It was just, like, so sweet for the beginning of, like, a mafia movie about.
I loved it. I loved that opening. I liked him as a character wanting to be a badass since he was 11, getting beat up by his dad, but didn't give a fuck. And the mafia guys loved him. Yeah. And I'm like, you're never going to call. You're never going to deliver bad news to their parents again. Are you into beating up the mailman? I was like, dude, this is so cool. I could get why everyone, like, wants to be a gangster.
Yeah.
Especially watching this movie.
Yeah, I feel like whenever I watch this movie, the first hour is just like, you can't keep your eyes off the screen. It's just
so
a great movie.
Do the line again, Dennis. Do the line again.
The clown one?
No, the bat.
Give me the bat, Wendy. As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Yeah, I get that, because it's like, yeah, you grew up in, like, a poor neighborhood, and those guys are kings.
Yeah.
I have a question for you guys. So he's kind of, like, I wouldn't say pressured into the mob, but, like, influenced by them. If you were in the same situation, would you end up in the mob?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, I don't have a dude. Bullshit, Kevin. None of us have, like, do bad shit in our blood. This is like, leap his name. This is like Kurt Babin.
Yeah,
type
I guess
people.
That's true.
You grow
yeah.
up with like a chip on your shoulder. You're not going to school. He didn't go to school for months. They didn't even live in a bad neighborhood. It was
no,
like a nice
just
neighborhood.
Kind of grew up in like the secluded part of. Yeah.
I don't know. I think
so.
Shit. You guys are.
Oh,
if the right person was like, hey, come to work. Come on, Bubba, well, here's some
what
money.
What did they tell us to do? They told us to go to school, go to Catholic school, get your college degree, get a good job, and we're doing it. That's all we're doing.
That's what his parents didn't like him being a fucking wise guy, which is the dumbest fucking term for someone. Someone called me a wise guy. Wise guy sounds like derogatory. Like, oh, you're a wise guy? Like, oh, you think you're fucking smart? But yeah. Wise guys were cool. I don't think it's cool.
No, but it's like a, it's like saying you're a fucker.
He's a wise guy.
I don't. It's cool because it's like dude. They're almost like making fun of themselves.
No, they thought they were wise. They thought they were wise guys.
I always thought the term was ironic. Like, oh, he's a real wise guy. Like, they weren't using it. Like, hey, there's a wise gentleman over there. It was always
I know. I know it's got like the 1920s like type vibe to it.
That's so cool.
No, wise guy, not cool. In my opinion, Kevin, where you sit with wise guys? Were you like, man, this is so cool? They're calling them wise guys.
I thought I appreciated it. I thought it was helpful to understand.
How cool would it be? You're describing like a group of friends to someone, and you call them wise guys, and it comes off so natural.
They're like, shit, he's a fucking wise guy.
Classified people is like very simple. Like, this guy's a wise guy. This guy's made. This guy's
A
made man is cool. Yeah, that's
one of my favorite scenes of the movie is when he's going through and like. We got Tommy Smokes here, and then we got Jimmy Two Times, and they're all like, hey, how's it going? Hey, how you doing?
How's it going? How's it going? I'm going to get check the papers. Check the papers. Yeah. I like that. I like
take care of that thing for me.
Yeah. I like
that scene. It was that scene's been recreated so many times from this movie.
That was a really cool scene. I like that, too.
I do. It was a good movie. I'll try to sell you guys on it even more, even though you love it, but what did you think about Ray Liotta being half Irish, half Italian? I would have imagined the main character of this movie was 175% Italian.
Yeah, I was shocked that I was like, I didn't know that they could get that deep in the mob not being full Italian. And fact that him and Jimmy were both of Irish, half Irish, half Italian descent could be true made men.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's what I was going to say. They couldn't get that deep because they could never be truly made.
Well, let me explain it to you guys this way. Like, maybe the reason this guy couldn't get that deep because, unfortunately, us Irish people have a little too much conscience. Like, we're just a little too, like, self-deprecating, a little too, like, live by
that's
the Bible.
That's what they thought. Yeah, they're like, you know, these Irish guys are a little too self-deprecating. So only Sicilian blood can be made men because they aren't self-deprecating.
I don't know. This guy seemed to have a little bit of heart to him, like at the end of the day. Like he wanted to be cool.
We want a wise guy, not a funny guy, okay?
But wasn't Robert De Niro, wasn't he Irish?
He couldn't get made either.
Yeah, so he was Irish, but he was like one of the baddest guys in the movie.
All right. Well,
I think they had to make up for it too. You know, they had to try harder because they weren't fully Sicilian.
Let me jump ahead here. All right. So now we've seen like the flashback. I liked the young kid that was playing the Ray Liotta character. I'm surprised I'd never seen that kid again. He must have just. Have you heard anything about him, Dennis?
No, but I thought the same thing today. And I'm like, he looks a lot. His same eyes as like Ray Liotta, like same color eyes and everything.
Yeah, he looks
casting, but I almost looked him up and I was trying to like think maybe this guy's famous, but I didn't put the effort in. Has he done anything?
I didn't look it up. I didn't put the effort in either. I was too busy trying to commit my own grants.
One day we'll find out.
All right. That's a good point though. Cause did the Ray Liotta character remind you of any other actors?
Yes, a young guy or
just like the Ray Liotta's acting style. Did it like, make you think of any other actors in Hollywood today?
No, I don't think so.
Because this is one thing I did research because I kept thinking it in my head. Leonardo DiCaprio is like a huge fan of Ray Liotta. And he basically is ripping him off in Wolf of Wall Street. There I was.
Thinking when you guys were saying that 90s scene, I was like, that sounds kind of like Wolf of Wall Street. So that makes sense.
The whole movie was like, it's basically Wolf of Wall Street, but just 30, 40 years earlier. Like Leonardo DiCaprio is doing a Ray Liotta impression in that movie.
But I feel like that's a lot of Scorsese's movies.
Yeah, that's true.
Where this like, I mean, The Irishman and not really the newest one, but his gangster movies. Departed. Casino is very similar. Where it's like, he's really good at creating like really unique characters where they're just so interesting.
But you just want to watch the same 40 years apart. Cause like Leo's character in Wolf of Wall Street is almost identical to.
Is that a Scorsese?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense then.
Like even the way he talked to his wife was like, I don't know. Let's not dig too deep into that.
That is so true. Like the scene where like they're on the same team and they're like, Garrett, you're flushing the Coke or whatever.
Yeah,
and it's,
yeah, that was straight
Wolf of Wall
Street.
This is the same movie.
It was the same movie. See,
and there's so many similarities to it. Both amazing movies, too.
Guy, like, they running are. The world. Guy, all of a sudden, like,
committing crimes.
Falls to in love. Yeah, it's, there's, it cocaine. Was the same movie.
I feel like Scorsese's the king of, like, these weird scenes where you're like, how does this fit into the movie? And yet, like, these strange, but those are the scenes, like, you remember.
Yeah.
He just describes the character so well, like, the funny clown thing and, like, other stuff from, like, Wolf of Wall Street. But
yeah,
that's why I
like
the Scorsese movies.
They're great.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Well, you guys are talking about it recently, intermittent fasting. I've been trying to do it this past week. I try to not eat until 12, stop eating around 8 o'clock at night. I was watching this movie around 10 o'clock at night, and I got so hungry watching all these Italian meals. Shit looks so good. I loved it.
Dude, the best food in all of that was when they were, like, making sandwiches where there's a bunch of, like, rolled meats and they're great. I don't know if you guys caught it. It was super quick, but there's a tray, like a silver tray full of lunch meats. And I was like, dude, that looks so fucking good. I would love. Well, we talked one podcast. We talked about charcuterie boards.
Yeah,
and Kevin loved like sandwich
I
boards.
Love lunch. Yeah, I love sandwich boards.
Kevin was ended up working at Subway by the time we were done talking about that. But that's what it looked like. I was like, that looks like the best party I could ever be invited to is where I can make a fucking sandwich. It looked good.
I always thought the scene where he's talking about the sauce and you have to stir the sauce, like. How amazing. I've never had that growing up. It was just jar, maybe in the microwave,
yeah,
or on the stove real quick. But like,
do you know who the wheelchair? Do you know where the wheelchair brother is from, Owen and Dennis?
Yeah, Grounded for Life.
Grounded for Life.
Wheelchair brother.
Yeah, and they don't really lean into it, but Dennis. So there's this show that used to be on the CW or something called Grounded for Life. And Dennis used to compare the dad to your dad, Owen.
I was just about to say that.
Oh, crap.
He looks exactly like your dad. I was going to say that.
Oh, that's
funny.
Have
a good memory, Dennis.
Wait, can you show a picture of him real quick?
I need to see it,
you
yeah.
Pull it out, Dennis. His name is, he's an English guy.
He's Irish.
Is he Irish?
All right, this is a good photo of him. Let me show my screen here. Bear with me.
This is good podcasting, George.
This guy right here, Owen, do you see him?
Yeah, I get he kind of looks like Phil, my brother, too.
He
in different,
definitely looks
like aspects, so it kind of like flips back and forth.
I mean,
so
that's not that
saying.
One.
If you put a wig on Phil, that would look
yeah,
just like
but
him.
But same
yeah.
eyes. Like, raise the Irish
I just pointed to the screen thinking you guys could see it. But the second picture on the left with the daughter, that looks like Phil to me with a wig. So I get it.
All right. So my favorite eating scene was when right after they kill the guy after like a bar fight and they just like yeah. the mom feels this pressure to like whip him up a nice meal. I'm like, that is my mom to a T.
Really?
The
yeah,
guy
that is
at your
true.
Home. Like, let me cook you something. Let me cook you. Like, I'll get you a meal for the next 3 days in Cincinnati. Like, let me whip you up something. My
oh,
mom
that's
does
so
that.
True. My mom is not like that at all. That's I was like, there's so few moms that are like that, but that,
no,
yes.
My mom 100% is like that.
So yeah. Did you guys know that's actually Martin Scorsese's mom?
It
in
is
in that scene, and she improvs the whole thing. Cooking the meal because they were just supposed to show up or whatever, and she's like, she improv the scene about cooking.
I don't.
Them
it
a
doesn't
meal.
Sound like improv. It sounds like she just like was like, oh my god, I yeah. have a group full of hungry men in my house. I need to cook
yeah,
them up a
like,
meal.
They were all
yeah,
friends.
I'm gonna act like I yeah. normally do.
Yeah,
I like that. My favorite part of that scene is when they busted out the painting and they're like, I really like this painting. This one dog goes one way, the other dog goes the other way, and I was like, that is good. I actually love that painting too. It's a good painting.
Looks
that
like
was
a
my
friend
favorite
of ours. Scary when Ray Liotta laughs, like in the one scene where he's laughing at, he's like, it's like the most uneasy laugh I've ever.
Yeah.
It's so forced. It feels like
that's the
or,
famous
I don't know.
Like GIF. Like you find that everywhere where people
yeah.
or like Reddit imager all that.
All right, so let's talk imager. About Ray Henry Hill and his love interest. The reason I'm bringing this up now is because Dennis was just kind of scratching his neck, and I noticed he's wearing a chain. Dennis, does that chain have a cross on it?
It does. I've worn it for like 6 years.
So
he's
there's
not
like
Jewish.
There's a famous scene in there where they're like really showing his cross chain, and he has to kind of like cover it up before he meets his Jewish.
Yeah.
And I was surprised by how much of a love story this was, because it really is like half her movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really like the scene where she starts, it like switches to her narrating. Just throws me off.
I don't like
that
either. It seems unnecessary. Yeah.
I don't even remember it, so I probably don't like that part either.
But I agree. It becomes a lot about her and how she deals with the other mob wives. I kind of like her character because she's like different than them, I guess. She kind of partakes in it.
I like more. It too, because I think the core of this movie is just how easily crime can be normalized. Like, it's just like, look, I do it to keep up with my neighbors, and my neighbors are doing this. I'm just doing half of what they do. Or like, it's just all becomes, it's very easy to slip into this like life of crime that we consider crime. To them, it's just day to day. But there was a few other things that stood out to me throughout this part of the movie. One, I loved the Pete, Paul, and Mary scene when they get married, and like all the family members are Pete, Paulie, or Mary. I don't know why that's so funny to me, but I don't know if that even exists in my life, but maybe just like Kevin is the equivalent to that, because I know so many Kevins.
Kevin, yeah. You and your brother, those are very common.
Ryan.
Mike.
Yeah,
Ryan's as common though. Kevin, Matt, and Mike, those are big.
What about Sarah?
Especially Kathy.
Have you ever
just
met
like
anybody
Kathy.
Named Sarah, Owen?
No, I don't know a single Sarah out there.
Okay.
I feel like if you named your kid Kevin now, no one's named Kevin. That's a unique name. Like,
it's a nice
for sure.
It's a nice.
There were
everybody's
zero
digging.
Owens growing up. I knew one other Owen
I know a
my
lot
entire
of Owens
life,
now.
And now every fucking kid is named Owen, and it drives me nuts. I go to the baseball games, and there's
you
like three kids named Owen. There's so many. It's like the number one name.
Yeah, it's up there. You know what's funny? When I feel like I was little, there was no Dennis's, and still now, no Dennis's.
Yeah, that's
you're
a bad
so
name.
Lucky.
Like seven,
it's a bad
only
name.
Like the...
yeah. I loved having my name being unique and no one having it. Now it's not cool at all. It sucks. So, Kevin, I feel like you.
Did you guys get a lot of My Big Fat Greek Wedding vibes while watching this movie?
Just because they're close, the Italian and Greeks, which we've also.
But there was just a lot of. It was like a lot of it wasn't so much like, "Hey, I'm shooting this guy, I'm shooting that guy." It's more like, "Hey, welcome to our family's wedding. Like, this is cousin." Yeah, there's a lot of just like cultural relevancy.
My favorite part of the wedding scene is everyone handing over money in that same envelope. Yeah. Had the same envelope, and there's so much money. And then she was worried about someone stealing it. He's like, no one here is going to steal that. And I was like, man, that is so much trust. Like, that is probably the safest place to just leave your money out in the open, where you have all those people that like you and trust you or support you.
All right, quick timeout. How much time do you guys have? Should we do another 10 minutes, 15?
I got time. I'm not working tomorrow, so.
Let's do like 10.
I got 10 more minutes. I can rush through this. You're not working tomorrow? Why?
Last day of
celebrates
happened.
It 2 days. The clubs.
Jack's fifth grade graduation, because the middle school starts in sixth grade. So I'm going to that in the morning, and I was like, what's the point of going into work late on a Friday? I'm just gonna call the whole day.
I have a question.
Took the day off.
Do the boys have graduation like every year for their grade?
No.
Just okay.
The fifth grade, because he's going into middle school. So he just has graduation, then they're going to the beach right after that.
Because they have a pre-K graduation. And I'm like, this is so stupid.
It's like,
it's like,
this like
is
a participation
the, you're graduating
ribbon.
The start.
There's a lot
school,
of time
Freddy.
Left.
My nephew just had his pre-K graduation, and I thought that was a bit much. But then my sister sent me a video like 2 or 3 days later of her puppy's Puppy Academy graduation.
Salute him.
It was honestly, I thought it was. I looked at it and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna watch this video. And then, like, they kind of like play this song. They go,
It's funny.
And then they slowly let the dog out of a door, and the dog runs to the family wearing like the cap. And I watched it like 12 times because I'm like, oh my god, that is so sweet.
It's kind of crazy. Like 150 years ago, people were like, would love to just drink clean water, and now we have videos of dogs graduating or spending hundreds and thousands of dollars on.
Yeah. All right, let's knock out a couple more things from this movie. Here's the craziest thing I noticed. Okay, so we're now at the part like the guy's married, he's living a life of crime, his wife is in, but the amount of actors overlapping in these mafia crime movies is insanity.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. If you're in one crime movie, you're in all the crime movies. Like, Dennis, do you know who the wife of Ray Liotta is?
No, who?
The therapist in The Sopranos.
Oh my god, I was wondering why her voice sounded so familiar.
Yeah. There's so many moments I had like that where, like, Uncle Eddie in Grounded for Life also plays a criminal in other movies, and like the guy from Dumb and Dumber,
yeah. Right? Yeah, I was shocked when I saw him. I'm like, holy shit, that guy's. I was like, that makes sense though.
Yeah,
or, yeah. And Ray Liotta never—that was his MO his entire life. I feel like,
yeah.
Or he played like a crooked cop on Place Beyond the Pines. But after this movie, did Ray Liotta get any like huge breaks? I feel like this was his biggest break, and then after that, he just kind of played a supporting actor forever.
I don't know the second biggest movie. He was in a show, I think it was pretty popular, but I don't know.
It seems like he never got like you would think. This movie was huge. It's one of the most popular movies of all time. You'd think that he'd have a lot more huge hits where he's the lead, and I don't think that happened.
He's a household name. Like, I know him. I've always known him. But no, I'm looking at his, like the things he was in would not impress you. That's a good point.
I think this is the movie that people are like, everyone knows him from. I mean, this is the biggest movie, I feel like, in the early 90s.
Yeah, and that's what I said. It's just like after that, he played a life of supporting actors all the way until he died.
The one dude from the main Christopher from Sopranos is the dude that gets shot by Joe Pesci when he tells him to dance. And then then later he's like, fuck off, Tommy.
The bartender?
What'd you say? The guy from The White Lotus, right?
He's like, he's in White Lotus too, but he's like the second main guy in Sopranos, Christopher, Tony's nephew.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I thought you were saying it was the main character. I was like, dude, that guy was so skinny in this movie. He's so bulked up.
James Gandolfini.
Yeah. But do you read that Joe Pesci's like character? He was just played like exactly how he was, where he would just like shoot and kill someone for no good reason, and everyone's like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, and this question's crazy for you.
Okay, just skip right over what I said.
No. It ties in.
It's fine. Go.
You're a big Always Sunny fan, right?
Yeah.
You must love the episode where Charlie plays the wild card.
Yeah.
I think that's where a little bit of where the wild card comes in. Like, a movie needs a wild card. Somebody you can't really predict what they're going to do. You need a wild card in the group. And I think that's where that originates from, at least to some extent.
No, I agree.
Yeah. I thought of that too.
And I've seen the movie and that. I thought of just how uneasy you feel around you. Like, I feel like I've been around people like that, where it's almost like, yeah.
We've probably been to some people. Like, they're like,
where it's like they're really, really nice, but then you know it's like complete 180. Like, however nice they are, it's however horrible of a person they are on the opposite end.
You're making me feel self-conscious now, Dennis, because I think like I'm the wild card in work meetings where they're like, what the fuck is Kevin cooking?
Kevin, what do you do at work? I feel like you'd say you probably something.
Just thinking about it.
They're like, we're just trying to conduct the business. And then what's Kevin got over there? Yeah.
We'll turn to Kevin. Kevin, what do you have?
Can you give us an example? I need to hear one.
Let me ponder that.
Yeah. Like a normal meeting, what is like one or two jokes you're going to drop to try to stand out.
I
had one
today. I guess it does come down to trying to stand out. I don't feel comfortable answering that question.
It's that bad.
Yeah. I do think I make people laugh, though. I do.
I'm sure it's hard to do it consistently. I get it. Yes. Where you're like, sometimes you're like, fuck, I wish I didn't say that. But whatever.
Yeah. I think I have a nice filter. I think I hit more than I bomb. I told you the one where I bombed. It was when somebody was talking about how they found a dog in Las Vegas. Have you heard this?
I don't think so.
Somebody was like having a really sweet conversation with a group of people. They're like, oh my God, I found my pet or I found my dog Sophie on the streets of Phoenix. And I heard that conversation from a distance and I chimed in. I'm like, yeah, I found God on the streets of Phoenix.
That didn't land.
No. And they're like, what? I'm like, I found God on the streets of Phoenix.
That's the worst way to repeat.
It doesn't make sense, but it also makes so much sense. Yeah. Like, it's just like, I don't know. It just made so much sense to me.
But it's almost like you're mocking them, where it's like,
Yeah, definitely.
You're acting like you found some amazing thing, but you just found a dumbass dog.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, you're like, basically, fuck your story. That sucks. Guess what I found?
In my mind, it was just like, I pictured like me living 12 years on the streets of Phoenix, and then one day I found God.
Get it, dude.
Yeah, it's out, and you see like a glimmer,
and we find it very funny. But
a mouse biting on your face.
All right, now that we're talking about bombing, so Owen, do you have something? Go for it.
Bombing?
No. I just thought you had something to say. You looked like
no, dude. I bomb all the time, and it's typically because what's the thing where you're nervous in social settings? Social anxiety. I know I'm a funny person. I'd get along with a lot of people. But when you're in a group where you're the only one where you don't know anyone else and you try to insert yourself and make a joke or something like that, it's 9 times out of 10, I can't get it out. It's kind of like this podcast where I can't talk.
I think I can transition that. Let's talk about where people like that should be. Prison. And it was just like how they just instantly controlled it, and that their 4 years in prison was basically just like a stay at a resort.
Yeah,
I thought that was so cool.
It sucked, but they're like, it wasn't that bad. We just kind of hung out, cooked food, and we wanted to be out in the streets, but it is what it
did
is.
Did that scene make you guys want to cut garlic really, really thin and see what happened and throw it in some oil?
Liquefy. So then start chopping garlic.
I didn't think that for one second.
Yeah, Kevin doesn't touch
garlic.
Yeah.
Have you ever cooked with garlic?
I've only cooked one thing. It was a sheet pan boil with shrimp.
That was the one thing you cooked on this podcast when we had to challenge you to do on the podcast. You've never cooked anything since or before?
That was the only time I've ever really had
like a meal. Come on.
That was the only time I've ever bought ingredients. Okay, I'll cook her a meal this weekend.
That's even funnier. Only time you ever bought ingredients. You literally bought like shrimp and what else?
The only time I've bought more than two ingredients. Like I bought like steak and potatoes, but like God. I've never bought more than that. Yeah,
still
you're
never funny.
Combining. I don't see you as a guy combining. You're buying the raw form of ingredients and then consuming it.
Yeah, you're not combining things.
Very funny that when you went to the grocery store, that Megan had to tell you where everything's probably going to be at, because you would have been. That would have been so fun to actually follow you around the grocery store and try to get you to tell us where you think certain things are.
I know where the trail mix is. So when he gets out of prison, though, he has this look on his face that's just like, baby, I'm back. And it made me so pumped. It made me want to go to prison just so I could leave. Do you guys get that feeling?
No, not really. I don't want to go.
Damn, really? Why not?
Because it's not going to be that way. It's going to be pretty miserable.
It would be nice to just be able to like read a book whenever you want. I've been reading one book for 7 years.
Do it right. Yeah, I was going to say, you could be doing that right now.
I could, I guess.
You can have that moment, Dennis. Like, just lock yourself in a room and read a book.
Dude, I don't think you've been to my house.
Prison. Got to be in prison.
I have kids naked outside.
How many and who's?
Why? Where are your kids during this?
I'm so distracted. I'm looking out the window all the time.
your lips are chapped.
Oh god.
No, but I'll look outside and he's, my one kid's playing and I look out, he's just completely naked. I'm like, what the fuck happened? He's like, I got a drop of water on me. And I'm like, so you get completely naked for Roger over there watching you?
It's funny.
All right,
we gotta wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up, because this is where I think this movie actually, I didn't expect this from the movie. They took it into the 1980s, into the cocaine era, and I thought it was awesome. And I don't think we need to get that deep into it, but like, just a couple like things, like Sam Jackson was in it. They were playing, there was like pinball. I just got really amped. Like, I just thought this was always going to be like a 1960s mobsters movie, but it was very recent as far as I'm concerned.
The scene where they do that big job and then they all get like paranoid, or basically Robert De Niro gets paranoid about it afterwards. Like, they bought fancy stuff. It's like, what the fuck are you doing? Buying fancy stuff. The scene where he decides to kill the guy with the wig, and that song comes on, and he's smoking a cigarette for like,
yeah,
I think it's like almost a minute. They just show him like smoking. That's, I think, the coolest scene in any movie.
Yeah, he just like decides
to kill everyone, and that song's playing.
God, what song was that?
It was Cream.
Sunshine of Your Love
by Cream. I was listening to it before we came on.
I think we should cut off our movie synopsis. I just, like, I want to hear your guys' review. I loved it. Great movie. Glad I watched it. I think it's better than Wolf of Wall Street. It's 9 out of 10 in my mind.
Yeah, I loved this movie. It was a really good one. So it's crazy. It took me so long to really sit down and watch it. So I was pumped when you were on board to watch a mafia movie,
because I've been wanting to
watch. That's been my thing to do on the podcast. It's like, I want to watch either Goodfellas or Scarface.
Godfather. No,
Goodfellas is, I've seen Godfather. Goodfellas is more my speed.
I think that's my problem. Is good, I think I always, but it's like, it's those not two that in my head, and it's like, this one is so much more modern and cooler.
I agree. Yeah,
I think the music makes Goodfellas. It's just good music throughout the entire thing.
Yeah, and The Godfather's like old Italian music. Yeah, like,
I've seen Scarface, and Scarface is too cheesy. Like, this Goodfellas is not cheesy at all. Too,
yeah, Goodfellas, like, everyone's like, he plays that The Godfather. Wait, yeah, Godfather. Sorry, not Goodfellas. The guy that has the Don Corleone. Where I'm like, dude, this is such bad acting. What are you talking about? Scratch his fucking neck with the, looks like he's got his mouth stuffed with like. God,
I think it's walnuts. Been intimidated so many or impersonated so many times, it just ruined it for us.
I don't know. I think this is a good transition to like my final takeaway from the movie. Like, I loved it, and it made me understand like what the mafia is. And it's it's like this group of people that are just so, they're holding on to like old values so tightly. Like, they're like, we don't need the government to dictate like our laws. Like, we handle things our own way. They're like almost the most ultra conservative people. Like, we listen to old Italian music, we eat old Italian meals. Like, if somebody wrongs us, we're gonna fuck them up, we're not gonna go to court. Like, it's just like old conservative values.
I love that lifestyle. Yeah. I agree. It's like, I love them not paying taxes, and then they're like, you can go work a job and make no money. We're making so much fucking money, and you guys have to work. That sounds terrible. I was like, fuck, it is terrible. I'd love to have all that money and not have to do all that bullshit and not pay any taxes. Then you go to jail.
That's
the problem with that.
Unfortunately, yeah, you do have to partake in society.
And potentially get whacked off, not in the good kind.
Good one, Owen. Dennis, what do you rate this movie?
It's a 10 out of 10 for me. It's up there with The Shining. They're very, like, same types of feelings I get watching them.
Yeah.
Where it just gets you amped in a weird way. Like, it's deep down in you. So, it's a great movie.
Makes sense why it's stood the test of time. Yeah, there we go. Being one of the top movies of all time.
So. Does anybody have a good idea for our next pick? Dennis you're going on. Yeah, leave.
Next week.
Oh, yeah. Let's get Dennis. I think let's
this
give
is
you,
your last pick before you probably go and leave, though.
Dennis, we're giving you free wild card. You can pick whatever you want.
I have to decide right now.
No, but do you have anything?
Subject to change. If you could pick an idea.
Here's a few I have in my mind right now. Actually, the only one I really have is this horror movie called The TV Glow or something.
That's been on my radar. That looks good.
Yeah.
I was going to say, okay, never mind. Gavin wants to watch it too. So.
No, it's like one of the best horror movies this year.
Yeah.
Shit. Okay. I'm in.
So. But
what else is on your mind? I'd like to get some ideas out.
Yeah, I would like to dig a little deeper.
Okay. June 2, we never did it.
You can save it.
The Bear is going to be released.
Oh, shit. This is the Bear. That'd probably be the best for.
We could bring Zach some cooking challenges too.
What is this for, like, in the middle of it?
Yeah, in the middle, we're just going to put it in there like, hey, thanks for listening. Don't forget.
We're not talking like that.
Okay.
I refuse to make it sound like a commercial. Yeah. You just got to tell everyone that they need to follow us on social media at PickFreaks on TikTok and Instagram and to give us 5-star rating. You can roast us, but don't give us less than 5 stars.
Yeah.
That's all we have to say.
So just say that.
Is there
Seven, any, go.
Yeah, if you're you're listening,
just cut what I said and put it on there. Who cares?
Muzzy now comes with 4 videos, 2 audios, a script book, parents guide, and new exciting CD-ROM, plus this free bonus with your paid order.